أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وعنده مفاتيح الغيب لا يعلمها إلا هو ويعلم ما في البر والبحر وما تسقط من ورقة إلا يعلمها ولا حبة في ظلمات الأرض ولا رطب ولا يابس إلا في كتاب مبين صدق الله العظيم. We discuss ayah number 59 of Surah Al-An'am. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's power, Allah ta'ala's kudrat, and also the ilm and the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, وَعِنْدَهُ مَفَاتِحُ الْغَيْبِ لَا يَعْلَمُهَا إِلَّا هُ. And by him and with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are the keys or the treasures of the unseen. لا يعلمها إلا هو. None knows it, none has knowledge of it besides Allah تبارك وتعالى. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses the word مفاتيح. مفاتيح has got two meanings. It is a plural of two different words. One is that of the treasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the other is the key of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. The treasure of the unseen, the key of the unseen. وَعِنْدَهُ, all of it is in the ownership of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. When the Quran Sharif speaks about al-ghayb, and when we translate al-ghayb, the unseen, then it is not like how we would understand it in English, the things that are not in the normal sight of human beings. But when the Quran the Sharif speaks about al-ghayb, the Quran refers to those things that has not even come into existence, that is also in the knowledge of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Certain things would have come into existence, but his appearance would not be known, that is also in the knowledge of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Some examples of things that have not come into existence, like for example, a person has not yet been born, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has full knowledge of it. The parents have not yet married each other, that knowledge also is fully in the knowledge of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. That child that will be born, what will be the condition of that child, how long that child will live, that is also in the knowledge of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Akhirat has not yet taken place, Hisab, Kitab has not yet taken place, that is Al-Ghayb. It has not come into existence, but it is in the full knowledge of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. What our Hisab, mine and your Hisab and Kitab would be, that is in the full knowledge of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. To the extent that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows, the thought that is still and yet to come into our hearts and in our minds, all of that is in the knowledge of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So whatever has yet to come into existence, that is also regarded as ghaib. And certain things have come into existence, but probably it is not in the knowledge of man. And then it comes into the possible knowledge of man, that is not regarded as ghaib. A child, a fetus in the womb of the mother, that child that is yet to come into the fetus, the fetus that is yet to come into the womb, that is already in the knowledge of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Now we will have ultrasound and all of that, but that comes later. The earlier stages, all of that is known to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Ultrasound may determine the gender of a child, but nobody and nothing can determine the lifespan of the child, whether the child will be in a state of iman, nifaq, kufr, what will be the deeds. All of that is known to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that treasure of ghaib and the keys of that treasure of ghaib belongs to no one else but to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. La ya'lamuha illa hu. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala further emphasizes it, that no one has the knowledge of it but Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Wa ya'lamu ma fil barri wal bahr. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what is in the earth, what is in the land, wal bahr, and also what is in the sea. All of that is in the knowledge of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Most of the commentators have expressed, وَيَعْلَمُ مَا فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ. It is like saying to someone, I tell you daily, I tell you all the time, I tell you morning and evening. In other words, whatever is in the universe, not necessarily only land, not necessarily only sea, but everything, whether it is in the skies, it is in the other planets, whatever it may be, all of it is known only to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. وَمَا تَسْقُطُ مِنْ وَرَقَةٍ إِلَّا يَعْلَمُهَا. And no leaf falls from a tree, but it is in the knowledge of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. And here again, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala shows His extreme knowledge, and Allah Ta'ala also shows the beauty of the Quran Sharif. What is Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala speaking about? The end of the life of a leaf. The end of a life of a leaf comes to its end when it falls from the tree. Now it has detached from the tree and it is going to die. That is also in the knowledge of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Man may own orchards, man may own gardens, man may have his own little tree, his own little yard. But no man would know when a leaf will fall off if he is not there to see it. That is in the full knowledge and in the full vision of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's knowledge is such that Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is fully aware of it. And then the Quran takes us now to the very initial of creation, and Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَا حَبَّةٍ فِي ظُلُمَاتِ الْأَرْضِ. And there is no seed that is in the darknesses of the land, of the earth, but that is also in the knowledge of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. In the beginning of life, the beginning of a plant, that is when a seed has been sown into the ground, the farmer may do so, but what is the condition of the seed, how the seed germinates, all of it is in the knowledge of Allah Ta'ala. Allah speaks about the end of a life. Allah Ta'ala speaks about the beginning of a life. All of it is in the knowledge of Allah. وَلَا رَطْبٍ وَلَا يَابِسٍ. And there is no fresh or there is no green commodity and there is nothing dry. But that is also in the knowledge of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. What is this fresh and what is this dry that Allah Ta'ala speaks about? Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, some ulama have stated that Ya Allah Ta'ala is speaking about those creations of Allah that grows, those creations that do not grow. Some have stated the animated creations of Allah, the ones that have life and the ones that do not have life. All of it is in the knowledge of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Illa fi kitabim mubin. But it is in the manifest book of Allah Rabbul Izzat. First it was in the knowledge of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, and then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had it written in the Lawh-e Mahfuz. Now one question may come, why does Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, when He has all the knowledge, why does Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala then record it, or why did Allah Ta'ala record it in the Lawh-e Mahfuz? Ulama said that it is for you and I to understand that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has full knowledge of our a'mal and our deeds, and hence Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, besides having the full knowledge, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has it recorded, so you and I can take heed of all of that. In short and in brief, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala reminds us about Allah's ilm, Allah's knowledge, Allah's awareness, Allah's qudrat, and Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala's power. There is no shortage of it, there is no deficiency in the knowledge and the qudrat of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. This is the fact that we need to bring our yaqeen in, that Allah has full knowledge of everything we do and Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has full power. Put our yaqeen in Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala and know that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is all aware. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.